A recent study says Facebook is losing a massive amount of teen users. What should business do about that? It's the Wednesday, June 13th edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for coming by. The price of steel is shooting up, and that means what for you? We've got that answer coming up. The Fed raised interest rates today. We'll look at the overall economy and what happened on Wall Street. Imagine a laptop with 128 gigs of RAM. It's here, and we'll tell you about it. Those stories, the markets, and more, along with a conversation with Mike Owen of the Iowa Policy Project. We're talking about taxes in Iowa, and even before the recent tax reduction, was Iowa the highest business tax state in the nation? The answer might surprise you. Taxes and business and you. Coming up on this edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
And welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour for Wednesday. Thanks so very much for clicking through. By the way, you want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We're at IOB underscore News Hour. That's at IOB underscore News Hour. Of course, we've got a Facebook page out there, also Instagram. To connect with us and find all of our podcasts, all you have to do is Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we should be right there. Let's get into it, shall we? You know, over the past 3 years, Facebook has lost about 20% of teen users. 3 years ago, in the Pew Research Center survey, Facebook was the number one platform for individuals 13 to 17. Now, three other social media platforms have taken the lead. YouTube is at 85%, Instagram at 72%, and Snapchat 69%. It's worth noting that YouTube wasn't even a response option in the previous survey, and now it's snagged the top spot, the power of video. So the question might be, how should entrepreneurs respond to all of this? Now, one way that we think is for entrepreneurs to tell better stories. Aim for authenticity in showing that your product or business, tell them what it's all about, its mission, and what makes whatever you're doing stand out from the crowd. It's not really that difficult, but it all takes time. While data suggests younger audiences are moving away from Facebook, the platform still has value for older professionals. But entrepreneurs should also consider how they're using Facebook to spread the word about their product or service. Several years ago, organic Facebook posting got significant results as company pages are not driving as much performance today, though. Anyway, you got to be different, inventive, and post things that add value. Telling the backstory of what you and your business does is just one of those methods. You're welcome. Steel and aluminum tariffs imposed by the United States in March may already be filtering through to prices charged by American producers of the metals. Today, a government report told us the cost of steel mill products climbed by 4.3% last month. That's the biggest increase since February of 2011. The report underscores concerns from metal buyers and economists that the tariffs could raise costs of goods, ranging from cars to construction equipment. It also helps explain why American steelmakers' stocks have been rising. Double-digit gains in shares of Irving, Texas-based Commercial Metals Company and Steel Dynamics of Fort Wayne, Indiana, led an advance in the Bloomberg American Iron Steel Index in May. What does all this mean for you, the consumer? As we've indicated in the past, higher prices. Well, the Federal Reserve hiked the interest rate today, and that cooled Wall Street. Today, 9 years following the great collapse, the Federal Reserve is guiding a U.S. economy that's as close to ideal as it could have ever dreamed about a decade ago. It was then when the Fed was forced to take big risks to protect workers, banks, and economies around the world from further devastation. After 9 years of steady, if uneven, recovery, the United States is now growing at a pace close to 4%, unemployment is as low as it's been this century, and inflation has safely edged up toward an official target. While a few items remain on the U.S. Central Bank's wish list, such as bigger gains in wages and productivity, the main goals of stable prices and full employment are effectively met. The fear that prices would spike in response to the monetary stimulus, that didn't happen. Nor has the job market cooled since 2015 when the Fed began tightening policy. The current economic expansion is the second longest in U.S. history, and it will set a record if it lasts just a bit more than a year longer. And some perspective? There you have it. Now we'll turn to what happened on Wall Street today. The Dow struggled all day as it was clear the Fed would increase those interest rates. At the bell, it was all downhill. Wall Street gave up earlier gains to end lower after the Federal Reserve hiked rates and indicated that two more increases are likely this year. Media stocks like 21st Century Fox rallied earlier in the day after a judge's ruling that the AT&T and Time Warner deal could go through, and that raised valuations across the media industry. The earlier rally pushed the NASDAQ composite into a new intraday high. At the end, the NASDAQ closed 0.1% lower after rising to record highs on gains of Netflix and Amazon. The Dow shed 119 points as losses in Boeing and Caterpillar offset positive numbers in the Walt Disney Company. S&P 500 lost 0.4% as healthcare and technology struggled against losses in energy and telecommunications. The Federal Reserve, as we indicated earlier, hiked interest rates 25 basis points as widely expected after its June meeting and suggested two more increases are likely yet this year. The move elevates the fund's target rate to 1.75% to 2%. The Fed also changed several phrases from its prior memos, citing more optimistic economic growth and better inflation expectations. The worry to consumers is that inflation tends to be heating up, and that's eating away at any wage gains. At the bell, the Dow was down nearly 0.5% to close at 25,202. NASDAQ was off fractionally and closed at 76.98. And the S&P 500 finished the day down by nearly 0.4% at 27.76. Gold was up, so too was oil, and the 10-year T-bill was level at 2.96%. Now you know. So what makes computers work faster? RAM, or random access memory, is a hardware device that allows information to be stored and retrieved on a computer. Well, brace yourself, because laptops with 128 gigs of RAM, they're coming. Today, Lenovo announced its ThinkPad P52, which, along with that massive amount of memory, also features up to 6 terabytes of storage, up to a 4K 15.6-inch display, an 8th-generation Intel hexa-core processor, and a Nvidia Quadro P3200 graphics card. What? Wait a minute. Way too many numbers. What does all that mean? Well, it means that it's powerful, with a capital P. The company hasn't announced pricing yet, but it's likely going to try to compete with Dell's new 128-gigabyte compatible workstation laptops. The Dell Precision 7530 and Precision 7730, both of those computers start at $1,199. All these laptops are VR-ready, of course. Both seem to be enabled through Samsung's newest memory modules that allow laptop makers to increase capacity and speed without consuming all the power. The days of laptops topping out at 16 gigs of RAM, well, that might be coming to an end, at least once these come to standard computer devices. Stay tuned. Well, the Des Moines Register is reporting that two longtime Urbandale businesses are moving out of a building on Northwest Urbandale Drive because they've lost their leases. MidAmerican Energy owns the building as well as occupies much of the space, and they want to expand. Scholastic Book Fairs and Catlow Tile and Stone will be moving out at the end of August. Scholastic has been in the building since it was constructed back in 1998 and Catlow since 1999. Scholastic, which supplies local schools with books and displays for school book fairs, will close its Des Moines office. Catlow is meanwhile looking for new space. MidAmerican Energy says they need the space that these two businesses are in so they can expand their corporate offices. When we come back, we're talking taxes and business with Mike Owen from the Iowa Policy Project. Mike was in town to speak to the nonpartisan Iowa Asian and Latino Coalition, and we caught up with him. That story is coming up next here on the Business News Hour.